is around so-called arrest by security.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
NCs, particularly the so-called Rambo style arrest and the public reaction they provoke, which has once again taken center stage in our political landscape. After Reverend Ntim Fojo, that MPP MP's attempted arrest by the National Security over allegations of cocaine trafficking, this time at the center of this controversy is NPP's Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Ntibosiako, also known as Chairman Wontumi. He's been in custody for the last 4 days. Why do some of these arrests by security agencies resemble all these high-stakes movie scenes with heavily armed police officers, the public spectacle, protest that comes with it? And are security agencies being used selectively or even politically to embarrass or silence particular individuals, depending on who is in office? And also, there are a couple of things we've seen around this. Yesterday, the minority did hold a mini protest of a sort, or a full-blown protest right in front of Yoko, taking over the road. In fact, one part of the road was entirely blocked. And they had also said that that is a special event which should have come under the Public Order Act for some permission and other things to be given, or arraignment for the police. Will ordinary civilians be allowed to do that? And so if someone was arrested from, say, Commonwealth and Commonwealth boys, they converge at Yoko in that kind of scale, would that have been allowed? And so far we have on the Zoom connecting with us Ernesto Yeboah. He is a serial protester, and so this conversation is somebody that you can get a lot from. And then Adib Sani, security analyst. I also have Comfort Echama, is a law student. And then we'll get a couple more people to join us. And there's still a rolling coverage. And as and when something is happening at the NIB headquarters, you'll be the first to know. Let me start from you, Ernesto Yeboah. What do you make of all that has been happening this last few days? Hello, Ernesto Yeboah.
Well, thank you very much. And good evening to all of you. Please, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Nice. So good evening to you and to your wonderful listeners out there. Well, I have some bit of mixed feelings here, and it derives from the part of me, the activist, that understands that protests are inalienable human rights. We are born with it. And so the limitations that the 1992 Constitution, for instance, imposes, be it that one ought to obtain a notification to the police at least 5 clear days in line with the Public Order Act and all of that, for me appears a bit constraining. Nonetheless, I mean, as about to be former Chief Justice, I mean, once said, the law is the law. And so one would expect that those who legislate our laws, those who are taxed to think through and to from time to time produce legislations, would be the first people to abide by it. But that flagrant violation coming from their side is completely unacceptable. But I also find it interesting that the state, and in this instance, the police, did not see why they ought to be arrested for violating the Public Order Act. I mean, once upon a time, just a few months down the line, the same police held us in court for well over close to a year, telling us that we were in violation of the Public Order Act, even though we had duly notified the police and all of that. So these disparities will show that there is a law for ordinary Ghanaians separate from the law for the political elite. And that, for me, squeezes some bitterness in the system and demonstrates that there is indeed inequality in our society. The minority have also misbehaved in the manner that even when they were allowed to protest or exert themselves in the way that they did, they deteriorated to such sad, unpardonable levels. Look, some of them are lawyers by profession. What does the GBA Code of Ethics say? I mean, for lawyers, that, I mean, lawyers should not engage in behavior unbecoming of the profession, unbecoming of lawyers. We saw them sitting on the floor. I mean, and these are people who make laws for us.
But they understand the law more than... Isn't that really looking at form over substance? These are guys who have gone there to press home what they say is a constitutional demand. Whether they sat down to dirty their trousers, I mean, that is really trivial. Isn't the most important thing the fact that they are accusing a state agency of abusing the rights of a political leader, arresting him, keeping him in custody for nearly 4 days, and demanding a bail condition as onerous and, in their word, as unreasonable as 50 million Ghana cedis, with two sureties to be justified, which have not been met 4 days on?
Look, and the brightest idea that could occur to them is to behave in that infantile, manner, in total embarrassment. What happened yesterday is a complete embarrassment to the entire country. That if this is the level of thinking of your leaders should be the representation of sometimes your sharpest and your brightest. And so these are sharpest and brightest. And this is what they choose to do under these circumstances, when there are many avenues that they could actually exert themselves and ensure that their partner in crime, is left off the hook or is dealt with, one way or the other according to the law. So the way they behaved showed a certain deterioration in our politics. Can you imagine? This is MPP of the traditions of Dankwa Buzia Dombo. Can you imagine JB Dankwa, in the flight or in the heat of things? The original chairman has been arrested on money laundering and other charges like that. And the brightest thing that comes to him is to sit on the floor and put their hands in their head. And such a look, I don't know why the constituents, where these MPs, come from, have not raised their voice, have not sought to recall them back, because they should lose their seats.
It's very interesting the point you make, and of course, points about recall and all that. These are issues that barely happen in a country. Ernesto, please hold it there for me. Comfort the chairman is on with us, Adib. And let me come to you. Adib, do you sense that the issues have been conflated? Because I like the point Ernesto Yeboah just makes, that Chairman Wuntumi is currently in detention because the security agency say they are investigating him for some pretty serious alleged offenses. And let me read what the Deputy Attorney General, who has been at the thick of affairs, has been writing about it. It says, suspect Bernard Entribo Siako, a.k.a. Chairman Wuntumi, is under investigation for various criminal offences, including fraud, causing financial loss to the state, and money laundering, the criminal investigation is running concurrently with asset recovery process to prevent further dissipation of what law enforcement agencies strongly suspect to be proceeds of crime. The suspect is also under a second strand of investigation, which is part of a larger international organized crime scheme. The Economic and Organized Crime Office is assiduously working with international law enforcement partners on this second strand of criminal investigation. So, on the face of it, these are pretty serious charges that the state is investigating with regards to Chairman Wontumi. And perhaps the state should better learn to tell its story on that matter. But this whole spectacle has been taken over by the bail condition imposed by Yoko. Where do you stand on that, and how does that shift public perception in favor of or against one of the parties on this, given where you stand as a security analyst?
Well, thank you so much. A very good evening to you. Good evening to Comfort. Good evening to Ernesto. He's my mate back at Legon. We are both products of Father Bacchus.
V-mates.
Absolutely. You see, on the merits of what is going on, it is very obvious, it's incontrovertible that this is a pure and brittle case of criminality. Unfortunately, the politics with it is shrouding people's independent opinion about what is going on. When we're in school, as children, we've consistently been told everybody is equal before the law. Practically speaking, can anybody look at Ghanaians in the face and tell them, truly, yes, everybody is equal before the law? They have a case against the gentleman, okay? And by the way, I'm not a lawyer, but I do know that anybody can be arrested at any time, anywhere, okay? It doesn't matter whether you are in your office, you are at home, you are in traffic. Depending on the nature of the case, sometimes it is so urgent they need to bring you in immediately. Sometimes they don't want to give you the opportunity to be able to witness tamper or evidence tamper. It's a combination of a lot, okay? However, in my opinion, if the case doesn't warrant that you bring in the person immediately because the next minute you allow to go with compromise the case, I think it is better we do it in a much more quieter manner. Otherwise, it shrouds the merit of the case. And the politics of it messes up, and it convolutes it, and in the end, Ghanaians might not have a full understanding of what really it is. But in summary, what I'm saying is, this is a pure case of criminality. If he feels he's wrongly accused, what I expect them to do is to tussle it out in a court, all right? But the actions of the minority in Parliament, I think it's unhelpful. It doesn't help social cohesion in Ghana. I remember some time ago when the coups were happening, we did a little research, why Ghana, why we show Ghana there's no way a coup can happen, you know. Multi-party democracy, young people don't look beyond NDC, NPP, the fact that there's some level of social cohesiveness, a sense of patriotism, etc. But Ghana is very politically polarized. And that is what is culminating into what we are seeing, okay? It's not the first time such bail conditions have been, you know, stopped, okay? I'm not a lawyer. I wouldn't know what goes into it, what would make a bail condition so high. I wouldn't be able to tell. But what I expect the minority to do is to approach it in a much more civil manner, because Basically, what they are trying to say is, no, Huntumi is above the law. Nobody cannot, I mean, nobody can arrest Huntumi. Huntumi is beyond reproach. What they are doing physically points to that fact. Okay? So I think that they should handle it in a much more civil manner. Taking to the streets, blocking traffic, sitting, passing comments, oh, it's your time today, it will be our time tomorrow. No, it amounts to threats. It doesn't help our democracy, okay? And so I would wish that we see this as a criminal matter that is being investigated, that would allow the various parties to have their day in court.
To have their day in court, and you asked the question about whether or not this is the highest bail conditions we've seen in recent times. Just at the end of March, the same Yoko did impose a bail of 120 million Ghana cedis with two sureties to be justified on the former Signal Bureau boss, Kwabena Edubuahene. And, of course, he did apply to the High Court. The High Court reduced that to 80 million cedis with two sureties, one to be justified.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free four-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free four-year warranty. Tonal.com.
So in the last few weeks, in the last few months, we've had something of that sort. And Kwabena Edubuahene managed to get 80 million with two sureties, one to be justified, got it. And then he got out of custody. He's currently going to court for that criminal process from the comfort of his home. Let me bring in Comfort, and then I'll bring back Ernesto and then Adib. Comfort, you are a student of the law, and one of the things you do learn in the law is that bail is a right. Of course, subject to certain lawful conditions. The minority have made the point that 50 million cedi with a surety to be justified, with two sureties to be justified, simply unreasonable. I wonder where you stand, also giving the offenses for which the state is investigating him for that I just read out.
Hi, thank you so much for the opportunity once again. Okay, so as you have rightly stated, can I be heard?
Yes, you can be heard.
Okay, as you have rightly stated, bail is a right. But then, of course, it depends on the intensity or the degree of the offenses with which you have been charged with. That will sometimes determine the amount of bail that will be set. And then if we follow Ayinisha Mawuzumi's track record, he has the track record of flaunting his wealth on social media. And he has a TV station where there was a particular day where he brought gold bars to the station. And then there was this other day that he said he's the mayor of Ashanti region. He even said he was going to buy Chelsea. So I mean, this is a person, a self-acclaimed millionaire, so to say. So, I mean, if now we are asking you to provide properties worth 50 million Ghana cedis and then your people are saying that it is unreasonable, then I mean, but that aside, I think the issue that we have been grappling with as a nation, as a country, is our ability to distinguish between what is truly good for the nation vis-a-vis what really benefits a political party. Because I, for one, was not happy about what happened yesterday. To see honorable members of parliament sitting on the floor just because a party chairman has been incarcerated and then the investigation was not the As Adib said, that was not the role Iyoko carried out and the CID carried out the arrest and everything. But then I feel like these are lawyers. They have gone through law school for 6 years. And I mean, formalized avenues of seeking redress if you feel that your rights have been violated or your French corn. And then when we come to Article 14 plus 3 of the 1992 Constitution, the law tells us that where a person has been arrested, restricted or detained, then the arresting authority must produce that person before a court of law within 48 hours. And sources are saying that Chairman Wonsumi has been checked, detained at the headquarters for more than 48 hours now. So that aspect of it, you know, I will put everything aside and then say that that is against the law. That is.
But Comfort, isn't the position of the law that you present the accused person to before court within 48 hours, or you release them unconditionally or with conditions? Because what Yoko has done now is they stay within a 48-hour limit and they've put conditions on its release, which is the 50 million CD we are talking about.
Exactly. And that is where all the agitations and the demonstrations, the protests are coming from, that the 50 million Ghana cedis is quite a lot, a huge sum of money that they will not be able to produce at the moment. So that's why I'm saying that these lawyers and other members of parliament, the minority, they can actually write a petition. I mean, for the Yoko to vary the terms of the bill. I mean, it can be done. Right, just like you alluded to with Adubani. Exactly. It can be done. Kind of going all the way, walking, going all the way to go and sit on the floor, removing their shoes. I mean, where have we got into? I feel like we are at a point where the honorable members of parliament or the politicians will do anything at all.
Right. We have just also been joined by Dennis Apialabi, former NUSH president, also speaks sometimes for the New Patriotic Party. I'll get to him pretty shortly. But there's a point I want to ask you, Ernesto Yeboa. There is this phenomenon, and it's decades old, where it appears politicians commit no crime. So that even if a politician was seen on camera belonging to the NPP or NDC, depending on who is in government, slashing the throat of someone and he was picked up by the police, party supporters and party officials will still mass up, demand their unconditional release or whatever the demand will be. Do you think it's a trajectory that must be checked so that when lawful state agencies are doing their work and, of course, subject to condemning whatever excesses that they may be, where we see political party supporters massing up at Yoko, NIB, wherever the investigative body may be, police headquarters, and then demanding the release of those persons, irrespective of what the person is being investigated for, that send a message as though that person is above the law, political party, and the activists can do no wrong.
Well, you've nailed it. I mean, in your question, and the point for me is that a sheep mentality subculture has deliberately been encouraged over the years. And so if you belong to these duopoly parties and you show yourself to be more critical and be asking serious questions, the whole fold is more or less mobilized against you. And so for one's safety in the party, you would have to follow, the ways or the popular opinions of the party. And it doesn't matter even if it goes against common sense. And so you would find more often sometimes people you have some modicum of respect for. And yet when it comes to certain issues, I mean, the way they behave shows, I mean, a different side of them that, okay, I didn't know this person could sink so low. And that's where we are. And that's what we saw with are members of parliament sinking so low? I mean, that it's the height of, I mean, unintelligence for the leadership of a country to be seen and to behave in what they have done. But there is a lack of courage that exists to confront that or to say it as it is and to make them understand that, hey, you went overboard. Because look, IOKO is a law enforcement agency. I, Ernesto Yabua, if you hear that the state is investigating me on such charges as wanting to miss money laundering, things that have, I mean, these are cross-national crimes we are talking about, and stealing and all of that. Nobody should come to my defense. Nobody should come to my aid on that. Let us take the lawful, course and ensure that we exhaust the processes in that regard. And why? Proud to want to miss arrest. Your own journalist, Erasmus Asare, did a number of stories mentioning want to miss, company, Akonta Mining, in how that company has single-handedly destroyed our water bodies and forest reserves without regard to, due process and the laws of this country and even his own conscience. And so when you hear the MPP today, and this is an advice to them, the public sentiment or the public sympathy is not with the MPP. Because just a few months ago, we saw how they behaved. And so it's annoying when you hear the MPP use words like conscience, when they use words like fairness, when they use phrases like posterity will judge. It makes mockery of words and their usage and their real meaning and all of that. And so maybe the earlier I listened to their general secretary saying that they have leadership in their party. Unfortunately, for us who are sitting out and observing, we don't see leadership. We see chaos. We see mediocrity. We see lawlessness. We see a body of people who have lost their sensitivity to public opinion and public sentiments and all of that.
Ernesto, please hold it there for me. And let me bring in Dennis Apialabi. Dennis, how do you respond to this criticism of your party by Ernesto Yeboah, especially when it has been laid out here over and again, especially since Tuesday when Chairman Wuntumi was arrested? I think the next day the bail conditions became public and we've seen what we've seen. If the bail condition is excessive and unreasonable, anyone can apply to the High Court and have it revised. As close as March this year, Kwabena Aduboahin, a member of, Kwabena Aduboahin got his bail conditions reduced by nearly 40 million Ghana cedis. The sureties dropped from 2 to 1. And so they can do that. Or this is the MPP trying to use this as a ploy to galvanize its base and bringing up this criticism that Ernesto Yeboah has just laid out. Hello, Dennis.
These are me.
Hello, Dennis. Well, it appears I don't have Dennis. And so let me give that to Adib Sani and see what Adib Sani thinks about whether or not this is all a ploy to galvanize the base or anything of the sort, and why the MPP won't take the legal course and go to the High Court.
All right, so I can say with certainty that the arrest of Chairman Wuntumi is popular with the bulk of Ghanaians. I haven't seen a large section of the population come out to say, hey, this is unfair. You guys have to let him go. This is constricted to a few people.
And I am absolutely gobsmacked when I hear MPP talk about posterity. MPP has no moral right to talk about posterity, for crying loud, you know. Galamse has caused us a lot of harm. People have no idea the health implications of Galamse, especially in mining sites where people, babies are born with three eyes, they are born with three arms, you know, all manner of despicable things happening, okay? And I've always indicated that, look, if anyone is caught engaging in Galamse, it is a treasonable act, and that person should be judged as if he committed treason against Ghana. Because there's no way you would love Ghana and engage in Galamse. And I'm also very shocked at what a lot of these minority MPs are doing, calling out Raymond Archer. And you see, when you do that, it's very dangerous because you are exposing the young man. And I even heard someone say, oh, we know his address, we come after him. That is criminal. Okay, deal with the institution, deal with the merits of the whole case. Don't target the person. Okay, he's just doing his job. And I don't know why, also lately, there's this attitude of going on social media and calling on, you know, the party base. Hey, let us all converge at the CID headquarters. Let us converge at IOKO because someone above the law has been arrested. This is not how to build a nation. That doesn't show you. That means you don't love Ghana, because if you love Ghana, you wouldn't do that. And I've seen a lot of these politicians do that very often. Someone is arrested, then they take to social media, oh, this person has been arrested, so all of you are mad at, you know. And I've always told the security officer, I was like, if these people come and cause trouble, arrest them. If you don't arrest them, you motivate them. And they'll continue misbehaving. So in my opinion, I think what is going on, like I indicated, is just a pure case of criminality. And we should deal with it as such. The seeming politicization of a rather simple criminal matter is not what is going to save the gentleman in question.
Comfort, let me give you a word on this. What do you expect to happen? The NPP says the demand is clear. Revise the bill conditions and then let Chairman Wuntumi walk free. I mean, you think Yoko should be listening to this, obviously, because this is degenerated into a point where the number of people that had packed at the Yoko office yesterday, the number of people that were at NIB yesterday, tomorrow is the weekend, people have a lot of free hand on their hand. The MPP can mobilize a large group of people to be at these places. Do you think Yoko should be listening to some of these demands?
Let them be there. In their homes, maybe they don't have anything trouble doing. It's an individual, and then maybe it has been arrested by IOKO sent to NIB headquarters. So I should go and take it in front of NIB headquarters for what? I mean, for what? Article 17 says that no one is above the law. Everyone is equal before the law. We hear cases of somebody stealing as little as 150 Ghana cedis, and the person is sentenced to 3 years imprisonment. Honorable members of parliament don't complain, right? But then when it happens to somebody like a party chairman, then yes, we should just let down the law. And then, I mean, I am coming from the point where I feel like these are all attempts to towards President John Mahama's administration. Because this man is just like a few months into his term of office, and then every day there is an issue. I was rather thinking that now that the CD is appreciating, the dollar is going down, these people would rather, you know, support, and then we would think of a better Ghana where we are all working, we are all pushing, whether you are in opposition or whether you are incumbents, we are all working to push Ghana forward. But no, what do we see? I think it's high time this you know, political polarization should stop in Ghana, because it's really uncalled for. I mean, Shamawo to me is not above the law, just like I said, and you actually alluded to it, that Edubuahin had his bill, you know, revised. So honorable members of parliament, the minority members, if they want, they are saying that Wontumi cannot afford the 15 million Ghana cedis worth of properties, they should apply to court.
To apply to the High Court and get a bill. Thank you very much, Comfort. Thank you very much, Ernesto Yeboah. And thank you very much, Adeep Sani. We were unable to connect with Dennis Apialabi, who was also billed to join us. But thank you all for making this a brilliant show today. Let me read this message. It says, what is wrong for MPs to demonstrate for the right thing to be done? Were the panelists dead when the NDC, then minority, marched on the street of Accra to demonstrate against the Electoral Commission? Were they alive? Were they pro-NDC group, Democracy Hub? Well, I'm not sure Democracy Hub can be described as a pro-NDC group. But anyway, that's your point. For 3 days, and brought Accra to a standstill, tell them allegations remain allegations until otherwise proven in court. My name is Kwaku Asante. Thank you for watching. For me, it's a conversation to be had about using state security to do the kind of things that we always see. It's a mess. This is clearly something for the political parties to look out and know that at some point people will account for some of these things, and then we have to act within the law. I mean, there are those who question where some of these minority MPs were. Some people, where were they when protesters who were protesting against the Galamsey were arrested, picked up, thrown into Instawam for 14 days? Well, a court did that. But we must get to a point where some of these issues having to do with civil liberties are properly respected. I'm not sure we've quite gotten it really well, and we must do that. And this is a message to the current government. It's a message to the MPP, which is definitely a government in waiting. And if any of the trajectory that we have is anything to go by, we'll definitely return to government at some point. We need to do better. My name is Kwaku Asante. I'll see you again same time next week.
Auntie T, I beg, fix me gobetete Ghana. No gari, no oil, no plantain, just beans and eggs.
Hey, bruh, that be dangerous combination, no.
Problem no day, I fit handle
for Telecel, with the Bob say, everybody gets what they like. That be why Made For Me Bundles Day. Based on your usage, you fit get your own data and call packages. Fala! Made For Me, bundles like the way you the want them. That's *530#, then buy Made For Me bundles today.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Cavity protection.
For dental standards.
This advert is FDA approved.
Ajay. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away. With holy insecticide spray. Me, I go spray them away. With holy insecticide.
Mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krum Krum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
The other day, I visited Kwaku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret? He said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
Shout! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.ga. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244 308 111 for more information. We are good together.
everywhere you go.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHF, Kumasi KNUSD Campus, UC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209 or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
Cavity protection.
This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, dear New Yam, sir. And you stay soft concentrate fabric softener. I was such a move. You're sending this baby from it to now. New Yam, it's now. No, be a baby, someone's some demon in us. Say, dear New Yam, say. Require your sim beer association on Tarie. Use a stay soft and you hear it now. Nani boss to tap from cra. A fabric softener. And you say, sir. Choose to stay soft. No, who's to say, you know? FDID, a garden crowd to Yatu.
This advert is FDA approved.
From the studio to your radio, feel the joy. Joy 99.7 FM.
Do not worry. Do not be afraid. I am all you need to make a happy day. Wherever you are, I bring you joy. Joy is all you need for today. 99.7.
It's the library with Andy Dustin. This is the library. In the library, we don't disturb.